Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
What you eating, Shauna?
It's a power bar. That time, you know?
It's Thursday, December 12th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
We have, like, not a moment to spare on the podcast. Do you mind if the podcast goes over 20 minutes? I know it's called 20 Minutes or Less, but...
We'd have to change the name. We can't do that.
Yeah, then we're liars, like, right in the title of the podcast.
Huge liars!
But sometimes we have more stuff we want to share with you than we have time for, so we'll just get to it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were talking about Jake Paul. Jake Paul is a YouTuber, insanely popular, but also quite hated.
Why are we bringing him up again?
I just wanted to... We played this clip of his song. It's Every Day, Bro.
Oh, my God.
We played this yesterday.
It's Every Day, Bro, with the Disney Channel flow. 5 mil on YouTube in 6 months. Never done before. Pass all the...
And I was like, where have I heard that before? Why does that sound so familiar to me?
Oh.
And then I realized that it sounds almost exactly like Kendrick Lamar's Humble.
Yeah. Remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, Vanessa with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this.
And it's funny to me because Jake Paul is like lambasted for being ridiculous.
Right.
And Kendrick Lamar is critically acclaimed and considered one of the greatest living rappers.
Yes.
Lyrics aside, those two songs sound exactly the same.
The beats, there's a similarity there for sure, and it's slightly disturbing. I would never have realized this. That's nuts.
The beats and the rhythm and everything musical about the songs are the same. So why is one like a laughing stock and one is a genius?
Well, the rapping ability, it comes with the lyrics, right?
Okay.
It's Every Day, Bro is not exactly like a really deep, meaningful lyric.
Right, and I get that. So you're saying that Kendrick Lamar is a much better poet.
Yeah.
Much better... Mm-hmm. Artist in mm-hmm. that sense.
Yeah.
But musically, they're both garbage. They're both hot garbage.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know enough about rap to be able to really, truly defend Kendrick Lamar. So I just stick with the Everyday Bro versus better lyrics. But
I know, and I've tried. I've made an honest effort in my life to understand rap, and I've just never been able to.
No.
And I used to be a bit of a music snob. I was into like prog and metal, and I thought that if it wasn't super technical and super complex, then it wasn't worth listening to. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like that anymore.
No.
But I cannot hear a difference in these two songs aside from the lyrics.
Yeah, like you and I, we like to rap ourselves.
Yes.
We're pretty actually good rappers, to be honest, but that I can't tell you. I can't tell you what is the biggest difference between those two.
Gotta hear it again.
It's Every Day, Bro, with the Disney Channel flow. 5 mil on YouTube in 6 months. Never done before. Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this.
That's the same.
Like, definitely that more talented lyrics, but it's very similar sounding. If Kendrick Lamar was hearing this right now, he would be so angry.
Oh, his fans are angry right now, too.
Yep.
Kendrick Lamar is no better than Jake Paul.
Oh, my God.
Come at me.
X92.9.
So I was watching some daytime television yesterday, and I was laughing a little bit because first I was watching Ellen, and of course they have a very big budget when it comes to this time of year, especially because they have their like 12 days of giveaway. So she was giving away 2 round-trip flights to wherever you'd like, a Kindle, 2 $500 gift cards, a suitcase, and an all-inclusive vacation for every single person on.
Pretty sweet prize.
I was attending. Yeah. And then I switched over and was watching Marilyn, the Canadian version of daytime TV, of course. And she was giving away a vegan leather hobo handbag with a value of $130. Now, granted...
$130?
Right?
That's better than what she's given away in the past.
Well, the day she gave away a pack of Sharpies, it is better than that by a mile. So I was like, there we go, okay? Hobo handbag.
What is a hobo handbag?
I don't know. I was thinking about this, and I was like, why is it... What is a hobo handbag? But I guess it's like a satchel. It's like a big purse for...
That a hobo would carry?
Well,
in his travels?
That's what it sounds like.
That's
I don't know.
That doesn't really scream glamour or anything. I'm surprised that's the way they're trying to sell that one.
No, but I guess it's a big thing, and there's lots of different styles and stuff of hobo handbags now. It's a big style. So.
And you know what? The term hobo has been desperately or terribly misconstrued.
Yes.
A hobo is a noble person. A hobo is a traveling worker. Mm-hmm. They go to where the work is. No work here? Well, I want to work. I'll go over here.
Yes.
Compare that to a tramp who only works when they're forced to, and a slacker, or what years ago they used to call a bum, who doesn't want to work at all.
Right, right. And so, people have been using hobo in incorrect ways, I think, and it takes on a negative connotation, but it's not.
Not at all.
No.
The hobo wants to work, and mm-hmm. they're going to where the work is.
Yeah.
And the hobo handbag, I think, could be the big thing this season.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Fashionable women everywhere simply must have this accessory this season. The hobo handbag.
Oh, you're a traveler, a wanderer of the world, and this handbag is big enough to fit all of life's possessions.
Use it as a pillow during those long nights riding in a train boxcar.
The bag comes with a complimentary pair of chic gloves with no fingertips. Ooh.
The foreman at the docks needs 3 workers today, and with this striking handbag, you're definitely getting picked.
Oh, the bag is everything you need. Crawl into it when you're tired. Crouch under it when it starts to rain. Reach into it for snacks when you're hungry.
PNS in 20 minutes or less.
Oh God, it's too early for this.
Welcome to Conspiracy Corner, your source for outlandish conspiracy theories. I'm legitimately spooked about this one today, Shauna. A little nervous to be talking about it on the air. I was chatting with a friend last night who's deep into the conspiracy culture, and he was telling me that those within conspiracy circles think that the flat earth theory and the whole movement is fake.
What?
They think that the whole movement has been created and bolstered by the government to discredit more legitimate conspiracy theories. So if conspiracy theorists start to get too close to knowing something like the Flat Earth Society, if they can lump those people in with people who believe the Earth is flat,
no one will believe them.
No one will believe them. Because it's
like, that's crazy.
That's ridiculous. That's what nuts. A crazy thing to think.
Okay. So that guy, did you hear about the guy who like wanted to build his own homemade rocket to prove that the Earth was flat?
Yeah.
So that was crazy and all over the news. And that was probably just to reaffirm how crazy conspiracy theorists could be, because obviously somebody has gotten too close to another one that is perhaps legitimate.
I would say that that news story was pushed by the people who want to discredit legitimate conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
The guy in the rocket might even be working for them.
I know.
It makes perfect sense.
He's an actor. He could even be an actor. Could just be someone who... Oh, my God.
We're talking a real-life psy-off here, Shauna. Deliberate misinformation. COINTEL.
Did you say psy-op?
Psy-op. Psychological operation.
Oh, my God.
Misinformation. A campaign of it.
What have you been doing campaign. At night? Where did these terms come from? I'm
this
terrified.
This goes right to the top, Shauna.
Oh, my God. You've gone too deep.
So don't ridicule the flat earthers. Make sure you see the misdirection that's happening right in front of you.
Okay. I'm gonna.
Chemtrails.
I'm going to. He's not allowed on the internet for
Jay-Z
at least a week. Someone help.
Is Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God.
On the plausibility scale, Shauna, how many chemtrails out of 10 do you give this? The sky is streaked in chemtrails.
This one is 70 chemtrails out of 10, I think.
I completely 70. Agree. 100%.
Wow.
Stay woke.
In 20 minutes or less podcast.
Whenever we bring up chemtrails on the air, we get a call from the same guy.
Yeah.
And he always tells us not to use his calls, so we respect his wishes.
Yes.
But he is 100% convinced the chemtrails are real. Today he called us, and I quote, fucking brain dead.
Yeah.
For our comments about chemtrails. He sends us pictures of just like cloud formations that he's convinced. Like that's his hard evidence. Like, look at this. I'm like, that's just the contrail of a jet.
Yeah, he said that. What did he say? That we are more brain dead than he thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. He was very passionate, very upset. Yeah.
Man, if he turns out to be right, like if it ever comes out that yes, that's exactly what they're doing, then I will apologize to him.
I will publicly apologize. I'll be like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, but were 100% right.
In the meantime.
Yeah.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I heard this story over the weekend that terrified me, and I think it'll terrify you too.
Great.
My wife's sister was telling me about this lady in Edmonton she knows of. She lives in a small studio apartment, but she raises tarantulas in there. She has over 200 tarantulas that she raises and sells in this studio apartment.
See, that shouldn't be allowed. That's
200 tarantulas. Goodness,
that's disgusting.
So the smallest are about the size of the palm of your hand, and the biggest are as big as your hand.
How does she keep track of them all?
That's what I'm wondering. If
she just
not-
lets them loose in her house and just, oh, where's Johnny?
I'm guessing they're probably in Johnny the spider.
Johnny the tarantula, obviously.
Okay. I'm guessing they're in compartments, right? Maybe like little glass compartments, but at the same like an apartment building for spiders inside this apartment building.
This is disgusting.
But unless she's doing a continuous count where she gets to 200 and starts again,
yeah,
I would never trust that one wasn't missing.
I know. How does she know? Johnny might have wanted to go on a little adventure and it gets out. Like, how do you keep track of 200 of them at once? That is horrifying. There is guaranteed a tarantula running loose in that building somewhere.
For sure. Almost certainly.
Oh my God.
And there are people who are sharing walls with her in this building that have no idea the absolute horror show that's just a few feet away. That's why apartment buildings kind of freak me out. I know you live in an apartment building now.
Yes, I do.
And you don't know what kind of weird stuff can be happening on the other side of the wall. Like, you could be laying there, your head's 2 inches from the wall, and there could be a dead body on the other side, which is just the width of studs and drywall.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't like to think about that for that exact reason because it's terrifying. It's like those people who have pet snakes. I'm like, you should not be allowed to have a pet snake in a damn apartment building because that thing will get loose and it's going to wind up in my bed one day. I'm going to wake up and there's going to be this snake like sizing me up trying to eat me. Terrifying. Or Johnny the tarantula just on my face. This is a horrifying thing.
It's pretty freaky. When I lived in northern BC, my neighbor, I could see from the, I think he was a hoarder. I'm almost positive he was a hoarder because he moved out one day and there was way too much stuff for the size of apartment that we had. And from the alley, I could see that his window was open and it was like Jumanji in there. Like it was a full on jungle. And there were birds coming and going out of the window into his apartment. And we had mice in the place and I'm certain they were from his apartment. Certain.
God.
So I don't, yeah.
I've been very blessed because all I've had is naked neighbors, and that's fine because you can just be naked in your own little place, and that's cool. Just don't.
That you know of.
I know.
There could have been a dead body there.
Well, I'm not going to sleep tonight. Thanks. Damn it, Johnny.
X92.9.
Over the past 2 weeks, we have been taking holiday carols, some of your favorites, and updating the lyrics for a more politically correct time.
Well, we've gone on a bit of a carol kick here, and we started to realize that most of them are completely inappropriate in this day and age. They're all very old. They have things in them that people would just not like right now.
Songs like White Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course.
Like, oh.
Today's you might not think of as problematic, but it is. So you'll like this version better, I'm sure.
Joy to the world. How can we joyful when there's so much negativity in the world? Gun control, that's what we need.
The Lord has come. Except we're a secular society. Please don't try to force your religious beliefs on me.
Let Earth receive her king. Why does Earth need to receive the king? Can the king not receive himself? It's not a woman's job to cater to a man. Do you do your own dirty work, king?
Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, but nature won't be singing for much longer when it's being ravaged by eco-irresponsibility and climate change.
Let heaven and nature sing. Seriously, global warming is a big issue.
And heaven and nature sing. Seriously, if you love nature, you'll do something about it before it's too late.
Bridgestone, you know, the tire company, they tweeted yesterday, and I saw this, and I laughed a little bit. It says, at Vancouver, Calgary mocks our winter. Show we can handle any storm, rain or snow. RT to show pride. And then there was a picture, and it was a picture of, like, this winter street. And the text over top says, we use the salt from Calgary's talk to keep our roads clean.
Okay.
So.
So they're trying to get Vancouver fired up and proud about their winter.
Yeah. And they're saying that we mock them, which we do.
Is this in response to us?
This is what I was wondering, okay? Because they're using our joke, first of all, because they said, you know, we use the salt from Calgary's talk. We talked about this, right?
Yeah. And to be fair, that joke has been repurposed a few times.
For sure.
It's not really our original humor.
But along with that, they talk about how we mock the winter in Calgary.
And we do.
And we do. I mean, we are relentless.
Uh-huh.
Like, we mock them more than anyone, I'm sure. So, I'm starting to think that maybe they listened to X.
So they didn't go as far as to use the hashtag Vancouver Soft.
No, they didn't.
And nothing about texting puss to 12345 or anything.
No,
like
I
that.
Was looking for the puss. I mean, I should look again just in case there's a little thing underneath that says like text puss, because I'm sure that's
text
in there.
Puss for great rates on Bridgestone tires. Huh. Do they even have winter tires in Vancouver? Do people put winter tires on their vehicles?
No.
So I think in some parts of BC, they're mandatory, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes, if you head to the mountains, they are, but in the city, nobody has them.
Right.
So it's a little odd because people who live in the city then try to go to the mountains and they're in big trouble because they don't have winter tires on. But
that's hilarious.
It killed
I
me.
I really hope that that was because of us.
I do too. I read it and I died. I really did.
The Vancouver Soft movement is spreading. We actually have t-shirts made.
We do.
We got t-shirts made. Vancouver Soft says right on the front of the t-shirt, and they will be for sale, I think, starting in January. We'll have details on that.
Yeah.
But this is catching on.
We should tweet. Movement. We need to tweet back at, okay, I'm going to tweet back at Bridgestone, and I'll show them the Vancouver Soft t-shirts and everything, and be like, we're ready to go. Let's go cahoots
we're with
on
you, Bridgestone.
In 20 minutes or less.
I found this montage yesterday, and these are always up for debate, but basically it says these are songs that prove that you were emo at one point. So you can think about some of the artists, like just to give you an example, Yellow Card, for example, was in there. So
yeah.
It's that genre of music that I feel like a lot of people went through this big phase, and there was a big group of bands that everybody listened to, and
a lot of people didn't want to admit it, but when I was a teenager, yeah, there were some bands that I liked that definitely could be considered emo, like My Chemical Romance, Taking Back Sunday, Dashboard Confessional.
Yes. So I thought that it would be interesting to challenge you to this because I know that, well, maybe you listen to these, but I don't know if it's a good thing if you get these all or not. I'm not sure. But
I'm going to try my damnedest.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for
yeah.
this? All right. So let's kick off with this one.
That's MCR.
Yep.
But I don't know.
Okay. So you got the band I'm Not Okay.
Right.
Now, some of these are I'm putting right on the chorus. Other ones, it's too obvious if I do. So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's I Miss You from Blink.
Yep.
Which is my favorite Blink album for sure. That record was awesome.
I agree. This one here.
This is, I got to hear some lyrics.
Yeah. Jump ahead here.
It's Sugar We're Going Down.
Yes.
But, is it Fall Out Boy?
Yes.
I can't remember if it was Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco.
You're too good at this. Okay, another one.
Oh, man.
This is a slightly lesser known one. It's Taking Back Sunday.
Okay. Well,
Make
I do like Taking
sure.
Back Sunday, but I didn't know that song.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Here's another one. And do you think
I'm wasting my time? Oh, that's whiny.
I know.
Is that like Simple Plan?
Yes. I went through a phase where I liked that song. We're going to move on now.
Paramore.
Yep. Misery Business by her. Well, in fact,
we'll all look at this way. I mean, technically. Oh, I know that guy's voice, but
Panic at the Disco. All right, Sins Not Tragedies. Yeah. I went through a phase of that as well. It's very disturbing when you listen to these. You're like, wow. They're starting to sound very similar.
Yeah, it's
I don't
all
know
super
if you
whiny.
Noticed.
Who's that?
That's Yellow Card.
Yellow Card, okay.
Only one. We'll go with one more here, this one.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Papa Roach.
You consider Papa Roach emo?
That was mixed into this same genre. I don't think that they were quite as emo. That song is kind of emo, though, when you hear it. Yeah, that was in the face for me. It was.
There's going to be some guys with Monster Energy stickers on the back of their trucks who will not be happy to hear you say that Papa Roach was emo. Not happy at all.
That's a pretty emo song.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.